Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
I'm BT, little three, RQ, every Wednesday, 11:40. Number one, garage sales. You stop at them or pass by?
I couldn't drive by quicker.
Really?
I actually hit the gas and keep moving.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that I never ventured into one.
Okay. I've seen a bunch of signs around the neighborhood. You know, it's tis the season, right?
100%.
Spring, start cleaning up the garage, out. Get ready for the summer. I'm seeing signs in the neighborhood. There's something about it. I don't know if it was because when I was a kid, like my mom used to stop by them. There's something about a garage sale. Now, I haven't actually stopped in a while.
Okay.
But there's something about it that's intriguing. And I don't know. I feel like fun. My wife couldn't be she's complete opposite. Like, don't even waste your time. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Would you ever have one? I mean, it's one thing to stop at one. Another thing to set something up where everybody's on Sal Licata's lawn saying, Sal, would you agree with the next move?
We did have, I feel like as a kid, where it would be one of those situations, sit out front and maybe the lemonade stand or whatever, some stuff in the garage.
Absolutely.
So you've done that as well? You've had those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done the lemonade stand. My kids still do it. And they make bank.
Yeah, really?
To the point where they're going to, like, set up Venmo.
Would you do a garage sale currently?
No, I don't want anybody near my house. No way. No chance. No way.
I don't care about that. I just want to deal with the hassle.
That's part of it also. But I'll tell you, it's going to sound interesting. Like, I haven't done it in a little bit, but I have actually gone now. I was pulled into the store, so I didn't necessarily want to do it, but I enjoy antiquing.
Yes.
Does that sound nuts?
No.
I found like old 1960s scorecards or some old golf clubs from the 1930s and 40s. There are really interesting things that you can come. No, I know.
So garage sales could be up that alley. That's what I'm saying. You never know what you're going to get. The intrigue, the unknown of a garage sale.
I can buy that part. I'm too busy.
Like, you know what you're getting if you're going into Costco.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting.
Why'd you say Costco? Because you thought I was there yesterday.
No, no.
Everybody thought I was at Costco yesterday.
Oh.
Filming the video? That's what you're saying.
It was the first one.
I got you.
All the stores that were filtering through my mind, Costco was the one I was like, oh, that's definitely still in business. It was
Harrow's.
Harrow's and Marshall's. I don't know why they were popping up.
Alexander's.
My head. Where were you, by the way, filming that?
I was at my son's baseball facility. I was dropping him off for something.
All right, number two. You let your wife, and when I say let, I'm just using that
quotes.
Term loosely.
Yeah,
let your wife clothes shop for you. Or do you like it when your wife clothes shop?
I do. I think she does a great job. She really does. Now, I'm a tricky size, okay? Because I've got long arms. I've got long legs. I've got no ass. And I've got, a little love handle. So, it's not the easiest pants to fit. Her style is impeccable. She knows what I want, right? But usually she'll buy three, four, or five things and then return a couple things if they don't fit because she knows I'm a tricky fit. How about you?
I don't love it. But today, I'm at a time crunch here. going to Saratoga this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And then she's a big, like, my wife's like, well, we go every year. You don't want to be seen in the same pictures with the same stuff, which kind of makes sense.
She's right.
If you go once every year and it's a big deal, you're taking pictures of the Bellman, you don't want to be wearing the same shirt that you wore a year ago or the same shorts. So I was like, yeah, and I really could use a wardrobe rebuild here. I got to restock the farm system as far as the wardrobe goes.
Yep.
First, I got to get back in shape. But I was like, all right, so I tell her, yeah, a couple of shirts, a couple of shorts, but...
You don't like what you bought?
No, I don't know yet. I'll find out when
she's
I get
going
home.
Today?
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
It would be helpful. I just don't... I think she wants me to dress a certain way, which is different from the way I want to dress.
Well, we know who's going to win that battle.
I'm more Adam Sandler. She wants me to dress more like, I don't know, George Clooney, probably.
Like whatever. A couple buttons and, you know...
All right, last one for you, and this is a very important one.
Okay.
Do you currently owe anybody money?
Yeah, I owe Evan's son money.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, and do you know what made me think of this question?
I don't.
Carl Banks owes Gio some money, apparently.
I heard. $500.
Now, we could have
a little
disagreements.
Interest here. It's pretty steep this
we
point.
We could have disagreements on Kayvon Thibodeau or Carl Anthony Towns. Mm. And I saw one of Carl's responses was, oh, send the address. Pretty sure Carl knows the address of the place. He was coming here for how many years?
Did he mean Gio's home so we could send a hit squad out on him?
Just send the check here. I mean, $500, $500.
I agree. He owes the money if he does.
I have a major issue with that. We discussed this. Like, I can't live with knowing that I owe somebody money.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that I owe money, and it's been going on for, I don't know, 15, almost 20 years, is Doggy. Because he used to rack up our gambling debts.
Oh, I heard he was ruthless with that. Even with all the money he was making, he would shake you guys for every penny.
Matter of fact, maybe Gio should give Banks Doggy's address, because Gio, I still think, owes Doggy some money along with me. So we're on the hook. But I think Dog let us off the hook with the gambling debts back then. So I think my name is clear, but that's the only person I owe money to.
Well, we got
to
get Dog on the phone and ask him at some point if he's clear. It's the only way to know.
I asked him this last year at the Fanatics Fest, if I'm not mistaken.
What'd he say?
No, I think he cleared my name.
Okay, so he did. It's expunged from the record.
But that would be the only
one. No,
still a part of me is like, I really should pay him. But then I'm like, does he really?
He doesn't need the money. Forget it. Carl's got to pay the money. Now, Carl doesn't need the money either. Carl's doing pretty well with the starter stuff, and he's got some money.
Gio's not crying for the $500.
That's true. But I mean, if you're going to get called out and somebody owes you $500, I think you got to pay the $500.
Fair is fair.
To keep calling him out. Otherwise, you can't call him out anymore.
And when exactly are you going to pay off your debt to Evan's son?
Evan knows the deal. I told Evan that I will not give it to Evan.
Okay.
Because I don't want it to be like Evan will buy, you know, $9 gym shorts and 99 cent tidy whiteys with it. Probably know what Evan.
Evan dresses like Adam Sandler, speaking of that.
Not even. Yeah. You wish. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the nicest guys here, but the way he dresses is just, it's ridiculous.
He's improved upon that, though.
He has?
Yeah, I think in the last month or so, somebody must have sent him some shirts because he looks like he's.
I got to
go
flag an anthem. Yeah. Well, that's why he looks better. That's true. So, but I respect this about Evan, right? So, you know, you always say, when I start working out again. By the way, you've been saying it for 3 years. I mean, when this is.
So, how long we been together?
2 years, basically.
So, for 2 years, I have not been able to work, just because the new schedule is
make the adjustment to the
I haven't been able to make
I mean, I don't
adjustment.
Care, but you keep saying it.
No, I know.
But one thing, and I do it too, like, when you know you're going to take a picture, not that I'm in amazing shape, but I'm not in horrible shape. I'm not really that concerned with how I look. But, you know, you want to get, you know, the shoulders back. Evan just sits there with his belly hanging out.
Chubby.
It's like the third chin floating against the shoulder. Like, he doesn't try to motion his body in a way that looks a little bit more appealing. He just doesn't care.
Chubby.
And you got to respect it. You got to respect that, really, at the end of the day.
I see him on SNY quite a bit. And by the way, when he's sitting next to Tiki, who's
my God.
The polar opposite.
Jeez.
Chiseled physical specimen that
perfect
is well
white
dressed.
Teeth.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like a model, Tiki. He's got the sweater wrapped around his neck like a model, like Rick Martel. Remember Rick Martel,
yes,
the model?
Of course.
Jeez.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.